This memorial CD has been made to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the birth of Alexander Dramanovich Luria, one of the most prominent psychologists of the 20th century. It contains an audio recording of a lecture given at the Department of Psychology, Moscow University, on December 13, 1972. The recording was made by a young Japanese psychologist, Kiyoshi Amano, now professor at Chiao University, Tokyo, Japan, who was being trained at the Department of Psychology at that time. This lecture was part of a core curriculum course on general psychology called Evolutionary Introduction to Psychology, followed by further lectures on sensation and perception, attention and memory, and thinking and speech. This course was designed to be taught over a two-year period with A.R. Luria and A.N. Leontief taking turns teaching the course. First-year students would attend A.R. Luria's lectures for 2 years, and students entering the university the following year would then take the same course with A.N. Leontief. The content of the course was different, and the teaching styles differed as well. A.R. Luria spoke with utmost clarity, using his consummate oratorical skills to inspire a deeper meaning. In his lectures, he paid careful attention to the natural and scientific basis of psychic mental phenomena and consciousness. A.N. Leontief was artistic, going deep into the theories of psychology and philosophy. Naturally, these lectures were not only attended by students of their course, but by other students and people from outside the university. A.R. Luria offered each course from a new perspective, which can be understood when comparing his lecture notes from 1972 to 1974, published in A.R. Luria, 1975, Evolutionary Introduction to Psychology, Moscow, Moscow State University. His lecture notes, kept in his archives, bear witness to constant innovative changes he undertook, even with his many years of experience. Before a lecture, Luria would usually rest to then leave his home on Frunze Street, walking to the department while mentally preparing for his lecture. When giving a lecture, he would pace in front of the blackboard or sit on one of the tables, seldom looking at his notes. As a result, his lectures were very lively and were constructed in a logical fashion. Today, Luria's 1972 lecture is not only of historical importance, but raises contemporary and relative questions. You will hear the actual voice of one of the most well-known psychologists of the 20th century, and you will be able to follow various lines of thought which require attention, personal involvement, and reflection. For those who do not understand Russian, Michael Cole, a student of Luria, presents the lecture in English.